Oh, yeah, someone's anniversary is a little over 50 years ago. Yes. Well, there was something else that happened 50 years ago. It really was the biggest news on the entire earth, on the entire planet. I bet you back then it didn't slip by unnoticed, but perhaps now it has slipped by unnoticed. As important as it was, and it still is important, it is really easy to forget. What I'm talking about is something that happened on July 24th, 1969. Three guys by the name of Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Mike Collins, now you remember? They all returned safely to Earth after man's first moon mission, man's first landing, 4 days before. And they were the toast of the planet. The world, they went on a world tour with parades and speeches. Endless television coverage awaited them, and for a brief time, for a very brief time, the entire human race was on the same page. They were all together looking beyond the wars, looking beyond the destruction of the economy, beyond all the worries here, and they were gazing. They had an opportunity to gaze, to dream about something way up above them. But how quickly that we all come back to earth. As Christians, we live in this fallen world, and we have things above which we can always look. But we're not talking about heaven necessarily. Unlike the world's focus on the moon mission 50 years ago, our focus as Christians isn't primarily on a place. Our looking to things above is looking to a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. That means we can look to things above every single day. And when we forget that, we unfortunately forfeit much of the joy that God intends to give us, and much of the joy God has already given us. So in our text this morning, St. Paul encourages us to keep seeking the things above where Christ is. So we're going to unpack this by helping us first understand what God wants us to do, and that is to look forward to our glory, to the glory that is revealed in Christ, and to live above the earthly things, because Christ is not found in the earthly things. And so, dear friends in Christ, God wants us, in our text today, He wants us to look forward to your glory above, where Christ is revealed. St. Paul said this, "Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ," notice how he says it, "if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." You see, the whole point of this letter to the Colossians is that Christ, Jesus, is the whole point. If you want to know what the whole point of Colossians is, that's it. It is Jesus Christ. You see, in Colossae, and in fact, in that entire known world, all types of heresies were running rampant, and people were being distracted. And unfortunately, these distractions were making its way into the Colossian church. Worldly things like legalism and empty human philosophies were the entrees of the day. Well, St. Paul responds by putting Christ Jesus on the appropriate pedestal, which is above everything else. Paul tells us to seek the things that emanate from where Christ is. To seek the things that emanate from where Christ is. That is, from the right hand of God. You see, Christ came to be seated at God's right hand after one giant leap for mankind. First, Jesus leaped from heaven to live among us down here on planet Earth. Then all those small steps as a man that included a perfect keeping of the law, where every little jot, every little tittle, every little fine grain of requirements of the law were kept perfectly to the tiniest degree. And all of this culminated in those pain trudging steps toward the cross. And finally, that huge leap that he took from the grave to his resurrection and his ascension back to heaven. One man going where now every man and every woman and every child can go. You see, that was the point, to pave the way for us to go where he too has gone. And that, because that is our destiny. That is your destiny. That is to be with God, to be with him forever. You see, in holy baptism, we died to this world. We died to the world and to the passions of this world. And not only that, we were raised up to heaven. You see, baptism shows us that earthly things, including our sinful flesh, have all died. St. Paul uses this incredible imagery in chapter 2 of Colossians, talking about holy baptism as the cutting away of the flesh. Just like circumcision in days gone by was a cutting away of the flesh, here in holy baptism, Jesus himself, Paul says, cut away our sinful flesh and threw it away. It was killed. It died. And so baptism shows us that these things, our sinful flesh has died, they were drowned, and that a brand new heavenly man, a brand new heavenly woman emerged from the water. You see, this baptism creates faith in the heart. And all who believe now have a place in heaven without even the smallest step on their own part. The challenge for us is to remain focused. I'll bet that some of you now remember where you were on July 20th, 1969. That's the day that Neil Armstrong took his famous one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Remember that? His first step on the moon as he jumped off that ladder onto the surface of the moon from the landing craft, the lunar module. Most of the world watched their television sets with great interest, with great desire to see what was going on, holding their collective breaths, understanding full well that a historic moment was happening right before their very eyes. I remember, I was 10 years old, and I distinctly remember laying on the floor in the living room in front of the TV or black and white television. The tube was still kind of round in those days, and I'll never forget my mom and dad yelling at me not to sit so close to the TV. But I was interested. I wanted to know what this was all about, what this was like. You see, it's easy for us to get tied up to things here down on earth. Our jobs, our school, romances, our mortgages, and we even grieve the monstrous killings in our community, even in our country, these last days that have touched so many people, including us here at Christ Lutheran. And it's easy to get tied up on those things, and we forget about the things that are above. We forget that what St. Paul says in this letter, where he encourages us instead to set our minds on the things that are above. Keep setting, in other words. It's a continual action. We are to keep on setting our minds on things that are above, not on things here on earth. Because Christ takes care of all things, both now and forever, both in heaven and on earth. It's easy to forget the things above when life here is pressing hard against us. When people are unemployed, They don't feel very heavenly. It's tough to think about the eternal future when you've got bills to pay. When you're sick, perhaps very seriously, when the doctors are running tests and they're trying to figure out what's going on, it's really hard to think about heavenly things when you're concerned about your health. When you're young, when you're prospering, when the family is growing, when the weather is nice and you want to get out and about, you want to throw a line in the water, get the boat out on the lake, you want to go do some camping. It's kind of hard to think about heavenly things when we have all these distractions going on around us. You see, spiritual blessings don't seem to glitter as bright as the earthly ones when things are going well, when things are kind of pretty. But because the heavenly things, and it's that way because the heavenly things are hidden for us now. They're there, we just don't see them. It's easy to give up. It's easy to give in to the earthly. And Paul reminds us that the things of this world are not what life is about. Our life is about Jesus Christ. Even while in this world, it's the things above where Christ is that count. They are always good, and they are always in rich supply. But, dear friends, one day, the glory of those things will be revealed. One day, it'll be like the curtain is pulled back. And Paul tells us, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you too will be revealed in glory with him. Now we're talking about heaven. And at that moment, everyone will see just how mundane things are that we have been stressing about down here. They'll see how unimportant they really were. We'll look back on it and we'll say, gosh, were we silly. We'll begin to realize how short those months of unemployment were. We'll begin to realize that the years of pain, the gut-wrenching times of our mourning, how fleeting those things were and how fleeting are even our material successes. However, the things of this earth treat us, no matter what's happening in our nation and in our community, we can always look forward to that greatest one above. That is going to be where Christ is. Of course, some will say that this Christian stuff that I'm talking about is just another moonshot, if you will. That Christianity offers some pie in the sky, what's in it for me down here kind of stuff. And you know, even 50 years ago, there were skeptics. There were people who opposed the space program, saying that it's irrelevant for us here down on earth. Well, St. Paul certainly is pointing us to things that are above, but setting our minds on things above has everything to do with how we live our lives now. And the rest of our text encourages us to live above the earthly things, because Jesus Christ is not found in them. Paul says, consider that the members of your earthly body are dead. And then he lists a multitude of sins that you've already heard. And then he says, it's because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And then he goes on from there. He reminds us that living the life of things above is something that we are to do now. We're not to engage in the things that satisfy our fleshly appetites, because remember, our flesh was killed. It was drowned in the waters of holy baptism. It's sort of like a brand new baby. Kayla reminded us she's got 3 weeks to go. She's got 3 weeks to go. And that baby inside of her is not a potential life. Mike knows this all too well. He has been talking for over a month now about needing help in the sound booth. Because he knows that that in at that time it was 11, 12 weeks out, he knew that his life was going to forever change. And it wasn't and it wasn't for a potential life, it wasn't for a life to be, but it was for a real life that is here, that is now. This baby that Kayla is carrying is already with us. The baby is just hidden inside her belly. We don't see the baby, but the baby's here. God bless that child. But we just can't see the baby yet. Likewise, we are living the life of things above right now. Because you were baptized into Christ, you have been forever united with Christ, come together with Jesus Christ, and you live that life now as one who is united with Christ. And so we are living for those things above. We just cannot see them fully just yet. So we're called to make that life as visible as possible. That's why Jesus left us here, to share this good news with everyone that we meet, with everyone that we know, to make this new life as visible as possible to everyone around us. That is, to be different. To be different than the lives of the non-Christians here on earth. To live differently, to act differently, to behave differently, so that when someone looks at us, they say, "Wow, you're not like the rest of these people, are you?" Paul lists a whole host of sins that reflect what is earthly: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk. He says, do not lie. You see, each of these things is a glorification of some earthly desire, like sex or greed or a selfish ego. You and I, dear friends, are not above such sins, but we are to abstain from them. As Christians, we have a wonderful reason to be different from a life of all of these things. And that reason is because Christ is above. We are to seek the things that are above, where Christ is. We're to set our minds on heavenly things, on building for us, to investing in heavenly treasures, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not like the farmer in today's parable from the gospel reading, where all he wanted to do is amass and accumulate, and then he says, "You fool, this very night your life will be over, and now what do you got? You can't take it with you. You can't wait, take it with you." We have a reason to live different, because Christ is above, and we are with him, and we are to seek those things that are above. You see, Jesus, he didn't engage in that kind of behavior, these list of sins that Paul gives, so why should we? And we are now in him. We are now being renewed day by day into his image. You see, the life of things above then means living the very opposite of the earthly things. The life above means living the very opposite of the one self desires. Instead, we are to live in harmony and serve others. You see, on earth, we think about ourselves and we think about all that we can grab. But above, however, we are joined together with other people of all races, all backgrounds, every social strata, all who have been seeking the things above, that is Jesus Christ. You see, living that life now, therefore, will eagerly look to serve others. Living that life now encourages us to help those who are in need. Living that life now encourages all of our interactions with people to share the love of Christ with them. Living that life now means coming alongside other people and bearing one another's burdens, comforting those who grieve with the promises of God. In other words, living that life now means being Christ to them. Being a Christian is being Christ to them. What wondrous love is this, that Jesus would come, that he would take one giant leap for man, one giant leap for mankind as he came into our flesh, as he lived his life, fulfilling the law completely and totally, every jot, every tittle, taking care of all for us, and then willingly allowing himself to go to the cross to be executed for crimes that we did, for crimes we committed, not crimes he committed, but for what we committed. But he didn't stay dead. He took another leap forward, and that was to leap out of the tomb in his resurrection and then back to heaven, blazing a trail for us to follow him. What wondrous love is this, that he would do all of this, do all of that for you and for me. I certainly cannot pretend that I always set my mind on things above any more than I consider every day what an amazing thing it was for us to put man on the moon. But tell me the truth. Have you ever harbored a secret desire to go into space? Maybe to get on a jet plane that will take you just beyond the atmosphere into just a state of weightlessness. Maybe even as far as the moon. But as Christians, dear friends, you and I are destined to go so much further. So look forward to the glory above, which is revealed in Christ Jesus, and live above earthly things, dear brothers and sisters, for Christ is not found in those earthly things. You and I have been raised with Christ. You and I have been joined with Christ, and now we live a new life. Now that's something for us to keep in mind. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.